If all you remember today when you leave is that you are God's, that's, you've got all you need. But I have more to say. So, hello. Fear of the other on the other side of the tracks. Well, this expression goes back to the days when the railroad was being put throughout our country from east to west coast. And railroad tracks were placed or put into each town. And what happened with this new thing is that it seemed that there were two different sides of the tracks. On one side of the track was the desirable side to live, and on the other side of the track was the undesirable part of town to live. And the undesirable usually meant the poor, the low-paid working class, and usually persons of color. Growing up in my school district, it wasn't train tracks, but a traffic circle that divided the rich and the poor. When we look for it, there are so many ways that we can see difference, the us and them syndrome. Not much has changed in regard to this since the first century. Our scripture from Acts today was written in the end of the first century. The Gentiles were converting to Christianity. The original Christians were Jews who believed Jesus was the Messiah, so they felt every believer in Christ needed to adhere to all of the Jewish laws. The Gentiles, although they had come to Christ, were different. They were not Jews. They were from the other side of the tracks. The believers were at a crossroads. And how were they to include all who followed Christ? Our text in Paul gives the believers of the day words in which to act out this love. And here it is from our reading today, Acts 15. God made no distinction between us and them, but purified their deepest thoughts and desires through faith. Why then are you now challenging God? Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, said something similar. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And Jesus shared his thoughts about diversity through the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. And when Jesus was asked about the most important commandment, he answered this way in Matthew. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." If Scripture is telling us to love our neighbor, no matter what might seem to separate us, how do we fall short in what is God calling us to do? What has this fear of the other kept us from accomplishing? And how have we been unkind because we were afraid? What might be on the other side of the track? Jesus is calling us to be the church where there is no us and them, where we work together and serve together so that no one feels they are from the other side of the tracks. But I suggest this, let's go further. Let's rip up the tracks so that there is no longer an us and them at all. Let's rip up the tracks of exclusion, othering, racism, classism, sexism, discriminating against persons with differing abilities, and other ways we might separate or discriminate. Well, you might be asking yourself, this is really great, but what does this have to do with our stewardship campaign? First, if we can't strive to be inclusive, then why even be a church? Second, as we are letting go of our fears, let's work together through our many, many gifts to build the body of Christ. One way we are tearing down walls is through a time-sensitive Reconciling Ministry Network fundraiser. We are sorry that this is coming at the same time as we are praying about pledging in 2019, but this is something very urgent. This Reconciling Ministries Network fundraiser's purpose is to pass the One Church plan at the Special General Conference in February of 2019. And the Reconciling Ministry Network is working to do just that, so we can remain united as United Methodists. As Christians, we are told over and over again through Scripture the importance of accepting difference. We are called to celebrate difference and the many gifts that come with difference. We are called to draw the circle wide, including all people, all difference, even and especially when it's hard. Amen.